Informative news and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're back in Sydney tonight, our second straight night of having a doubleheader. Last night we had UV at Afton for the boys and the girls. Tonight we have the Franklin Purple Devils in town to take on the Sydney Warriors. This girls' game is at 5:30, and the boys' game will be at 7 o'clock. Same two teams, so it's a fun night of basketball ahead here on WCDO. I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. A very intriguing matchup tonight. Can Sydney shut down the X Factor for Franklin in Kayla Campbell and her sister Marissa Campbell? Kayla has just been lighting up the local stat sheets this year. She's had several games in the 30s, a couple games in the 40s. She had a game of 46 not too long ago. So Sydney trying to shut her down will be the key here tonight. So interested to see how it all goes, and we'll break it down more after a quick break here on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Again, it's a doubleheader tonight. Franklin is in town to take on Sydney. The girls' game here at 5:30, the boys at 7. So I'm Nate Long. We'll be back with high school hoops tonight here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area, and all customers receive garbage totes and recycling bins at no charge. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts, and our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7, or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. Our game audio archive is also there. You can go back and listen to these games anytime, free of charge. That's all courtesy of SFCU. You can also find all the links and everything for the Nate Lull podcast. We are trying to keep up with those interviews as much as we can. We have 110 interviews. I just sat down today and did number 111, so I'll be working on that over the next day or two, and we'll be posting that. And a big thank you to all our sponsors for local sports and for the Nate Lull podcast. We really appreciate it. So Franklin girls and Sydney tonight, it's our Butler Auto tip-off show. We'll take another break. We'll come back and get you ready for tip-off here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
For honest, dependable, and hassle-free tax preparation, see the trusted professionals at Taxmaster of Afton and Bainbridge. The Taxmaster team offers 65 years combined experience. Taxmaster offers free electronic filing, hassle-free, dependable, and trustworthy. See Taxmaster, 191 Main Street in Afton, or 10 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 639-1725 or 967-3200. Get to Taxmaster and get it over with.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Let's get you our starting lineups. First for Franklin and head coach Mike Dutcher. Number 2, Marissa Campbell. They will start with number 20, Paige Dutcher. Number 22, Kayla Campbell. Number 24, Zoe Warren. And number 32, Meredith Shivers. That is for Franklin here tonight. They're in the purple uniforms with the white trim and the gold trim as well here tonight. Sydney is led by head coach Donnie Pierce. They have number 1, Savannah Baldwin. Number 5, Emma Simmons. Number 11, Adrian Paternoster. Number 12, Caitlin Bookout. And our other starter here tonight is number 13, Courtney Mondor. Sydney is in the home whites tonight with the maroon trim, says Warriors, in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. So we'll get you set here for tonight's matchup between Franklin and the Sydney girls. The boys will be tipping off at 7 o'clock, so we're looking forward to that. And again, I think the X factor here tonight is, can Sydney slow down the Campbell sisters from Franklin, especially Kayla? She has been lighting up every team she plays, except for Delhi. Delhi was able to keep her in check a couple of weeks ago. And it was last week. So will Sydney be able to do something similar to that and be able to stay in the game? Sydney also likes to get out and run with the basketball. Emma Simmons is a very, very quick guard. They like to rebound and run and gun. So we'll see what Sydney does here tonight to try to keep up with the high-powered offense of the Franklin Lady Purple Devils. So we're all set to go. It'll be Meredith Shivers jumping it up for Franklin. Adrian Paternoster will be doing the duties for Sydney. Another fun matchup here tonight, not one we would see in a normal regular season. And we're underway. We're going to have a jump ball and then a jump ball. So they're going to do it again. It's the second time I've seen that this year, where the ball immediately went to two players. They got tied up and they said, well, we're going to do it again. So Shivers and Paternoster will jump it up again. This time Paternoster wins it cleanly into the backcourt here for Savannah Baldwin. Baldwin with the basketball to the right side for Bookout. As Franklin comes up in that 2-3 zone, Emma Simmons left side for three. Just like she did on Monday night against GMU, Simmons hits the first shot of the contest, and it's a 3-0 ball game. Sydney leading Franklin. And Simmons is one of the big keys here tonight for Sydney. Shot here from Marissa Campbell, no good. Rebound Paternoster, stripped of the ball, but Simmons is able to pick it up. Simmons away here for Sydney. Simmons in the paint. It's up and good. Simmons with a quick 5 points. 7:20 to go in the first quarter. Good start here for the Lady Warriors. And the Warriors are coming out in a little 2-3 zone. On defense, Marissa Campbell for three on the right side. Too strong. Rebound underneath for Sydney. And an outlet pass for Emma Simmons. Rebound underneath was by Courtney Mondor. Simmons trying to go coast to coast. Left-handed layup won't go. Paternoster rips down the board. She gets tied up, but is able to pump one out here to Baldwin. Baldwin is blocked there by Kayla Campbell. Huge block by Campbell. Wants to take it coast to coast. Finishes. And Simmons has the foul. And that's what Kayla does so well. She's able to get those balls, like that one was off a block. She's able to get steals and just very quick in transition, and she's able to finish. So 6:51 to go in the first quarter. It's 5-2. And Campbell will be going to the line, although I don't know if they gave her that. I don't think they gave her that bucket, actually. So first shot. No, they did give her the bucket. So it's a three-point play. Okay. Makes it 5-3 with 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Sydney back down the floor here to Emma Simmons at the top of the key. Yes, 5-3 to score. They hadn't put it up on the board yet. Here is Baldwin, steps back, wants a three. It's off the mark and out of bounds, and we'll go back to Franklin. With, again, 6:40 to go here in the first quarter. It's the Sydney girls 5 and Franklin 3. I'm Nate Lull, and thanks for joining me tonight here on WCDO. Purple Devils with the basketball on the left side. They go to Marissa Campbell. And now to the right side for Paige Dutcher. Sydney looking to kind of collapse in on Kayla, make sure she doesn't get the basketball. They go to Shivers, left side, pull-up jumper here for Paige Dutcher is no good, and another rebound for Courtney Mondor on that weak side. They try to go to Simmons, and it was off her foot and out of bounds. 6:15 to go in the first, so Franklin's going to get the ball back. It's 5-3. And this will be Marissa Campbell doing the inbounding duties. Of course, Franklin from the Tri-Valley League, but not too far up the road here. Sydney from the MAC, but again, a matchup we normally would not see in the regular season. Franklin was the Tri-Valley champions last year, so fun to see a small school that's a very good team come in here to take on the bigger school in Sydney tonight. Campbell to the interior, missed her first shot, but then was able to finish on the second. So Campbell now has 5 points, and Simmons has 5 points for Sydney. Now a steal by Kayla. Gets it inside for Marissa Campbell. Her left-handed layup won't go, but Marissa is fouled and will head to the line. 5:53 to go in the first. We're tied up 5-5. Sydney jumped right out to a 5-0 lead on that three and a quick two from Emma Simmons. But now Franklin's been able to answer back with five from Kayla Campbell. And Marissa cannot get the first foul shot to go at the charity stripe. And the second one coming. Again, just underway here tonight in this doubleheader. The boys' game will be after this. Same two teams, same two schools, I should say. As Marissa gets the second shot to go, 1-2. Makes it a 6-5 lead for Franklin with 5:50 to go in this first quarter. Baldwin in the backcourt, splits a double team and works her way through. Baldwin to the top of the key. Stutter step, finds Adrian Paternoster underneath. Couldn't get it to go. Baldwin a second chance opportunity. That also won't go down. Kayla Campbell with a rebound, falls on the floor and is able to shovel it over to Paige Dutcher. And Franklin back up the floor now. Across the midcourt timeline, looking for Marissa Campbell back to the top of the key. And to the left wing side for Kayla. Back to Marissa again with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Kayla, left side three ball, died on the front of the rim, wouldn't go. Ball is almost tapped out of bounds. Somehow it's saved, and Sydney will come away with the loose change. Baldwin, in transition, tried to go to Emma Simmons, and it was stolen away by Kayla Campbell. Ahead for Shivers. Quickly in transition. Shivers' left-handed layup is off the mark. And a rebound here for Simmons. Simmons, using that speed, gets across the big Sydney S at midcourt. Right side now, Sydney with a long three from Caitlin Bookout. It's off the mark, but Sydney with a rebound, and they'll reset with a fresh shot clock. Right back to Bookout for a long two. It's off the mark, and a rebound for Paige Dutcher of Franklin. Into the safe hands of Kayla Campbell with 4:40 to go in the first quarter. A 6-5 ball game. Franklin girls leading on the road here at Sydney. It's a tight one so far. Marissa Campbell swings it to the left side now for Franklin. Back to the top of the key. Coming up on 10 on the shot clock now. Marissa's going to step into a long three here. No good. Rolls out of bounds, and we'll go back to Sydney. Thanks for joining us on our Butler Auto tip-off show a little earlier. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. 4:20 to go in the first. Sydney with the inbound. They'll get it down low now for Adrian Paternoster. Stripped, but it goes back out to Simmons, who's in front of the Franklin bench on the left side. With 4:10 to go in the first quarter, Sydney is down by one. They try a three on the left side of the floor. Left wing off the mark. Simmons picks up a rebound. Her shot won't go down. Ball is still loose, and finally Franklin will come away with it. Both teams have gone cold here over the last 2 minutes. Kayla Campbell in transition, forced to the outside and steps out of bounds. And so the ball will go back to Sydney with 3:54 to go in the first. And a 6-5 ball game, Franklin leading Sydney. Franklin coming with that full court pressure. This is where they like to thrive. They try to get those steals on that full court pressure to set up Kayla. This time Sydney's going to be able to break it. They come ahead for Paternoster. Left side for Mondor. Mondor back to Emma Simmons. Pump fake, steps in at the foul line. Shot is off the back of the rim and no good. Paternoster kicks it back out to Simmons. Little shimmy shake into the paint. The jumper is good for Emma Simmons. Simmons has 7 points, and so does Sydney, with 3:30 to go in this first quarter. And the Sydney girls are on top 7-6. Marissa Campbell, right side for three. That one is off the front of the rim. Rebound for Kayla. Wants to take it to the interior. A little up and under shot won't go down. And Sydney will come away with the basketball. Simmons is looking to run. Simmons with a bounce pass finds Sarah Bassett for the jumper. It's good. Sarah Bassett for 2 points. And Sydney leads 9-6 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor now. Franklin steps in for a 20-footer. It's off the mark. Kayla Campbell is there for the rebound. Punched away there by Paternoster. And Franklin does not come away with anything on that possession. Simmons quickly in transition. And here's Sydney's plan. Continue to try to push the pace up the floor. Simmons, a deep three from about Masonville there. It wouldn't go down. Paternoster a rebound, but we'll have a foul. And it's going to be on Kayla Campbell, who came in as Adrian Paternoster there was trying to grab that rebound. Kayla got her on the arm. Timeout taken here by Sydney. 2 minutes to go here, just over two in the first quarter. It's Sydney 9, Franklin 6. We'll be back on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
2:40 to go in the first quarter. It's 9-6. Out of the timeout, Sydney will get the basketball to the left side. Now they reverse it to the right. They try a long three there off the mark for Caitlin Bookout. Rebound for Franklin. Back up the floor with Kayla Campbell. Campbell's going to stop, pop for a three, left it short, skim the front of the rim. Simmons goes into the land of the trees and pulls down a rebound with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Sydney leading by a triple, 9-6. They try to go to the interior here for Adrian Paternoster. Kicks one back out for Sarah Bassett. Now to Simmons, wants a three on the left side, pump fake, steps in and is fouled, I believe, by Marissa Campbell here. And this will send Simmons to the line. Yes, it's on Marissa. 2:08 to go in the first, and the Sydney girls lead 9-6. Now, if you think Emma Simmons and the Campbell sisters, well, they never see each other because they don't play in high school. They play on the same AAU team for Twin Tier. And Simmons' first shot is up and good. She's up to 8 points already. So they know each other very, very well. And that's what's fun about this area. A lot of the girls playing travel basketball together. And so they know each other very well. They know what they like to do, what they do well out on the court. As Simmons goes 2 out of 2. So Emma knows what the Twins like to do and vice versa. So that'll be a fun matchup here tonight. Again, both playing with Twin Tier Elite out of the Binghamton area. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Sydney girls leading 11-6. Here's Kayla Campbell, right wing side, slings it for Marissa. Takes it to the rim. It's no good. Hit the rim twice. Tomeo with a rebound here. That's Anna Tomeo ripping down that board, but she fell and traveled. So the ball's going to go back to Franklin with 1:50 to go in this first quarter. Tomeo came in during that last timeout. 11-6 is the score. Here is Kayla Campbell, right side for three. It's off the mark and no good. Scooped up here by Emma Simmons and back across midcourt. Simmons, like she shot out of a gun here. Back down the floor in transition. The kiss off the glass, no good. And Marissa's able to rip out the rebound there from Adrian Paternoster. 90 seconds to go, first quarter. 11-6 still the score. Marissa steps in for a deep three there. Marissa Campbell can't get it to go. Ball punched out of bounds and is going to go back to Sydney. Got to give a shout-out to Anna Tomeo, who, of course, is the daughter of our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo. So he's having fun listening back at the studio, keeping tabs on Anna. We're going to have a break here as Franklin calls a timeout, And it's Sydney 11, Franklin 6. We'll be back late in the first quarter here on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hi, welcome back, folks. Nate Lull again tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream courtesy of SFCU. We got a good one here in the first quarter. Sydney girls on their home floor against Franklin, and the Warriors leading the Purple Devils 11-6. Sydney with the basketball, taking it to the rim. A shot is up and good for Courtney Mondor, and Sydney pumps this lead up to 13-6. Here is Campbell on the right side, now to the left side, looking for Zoe Warren. Warren straight away, now back to Campbell. Swings it to the far side. Back to Marissa now on the right wing side as Franklin goes left to right. And there's the three ball for Marissa Campbell. She now has 4 points. And it's 13-9. Sydney girls on top with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Oh, Kayla picks up a tough foul there in transition as Emma Simmons put on the brakes. And Kayla was trailing her and just bumped into the back of her there. So that's two fouls on Kayla Campbell. She's going to have to be careful here. And if you're Sydney, that's what you want to see. 48 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Emma will be doing the inbounding duties, and she does here to Savannah Baldwin, to the interior for Mondor. The kiss off the glass won't go. Did everything but finish there. Made a nice move in the paint. Rebound for Franklin, and Zoe Warren gets it ahead to Kayla Campbell, one of the most feared scorers in the area. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Sydney girls leading 13-9. Kayla now on the left side of the floor, skips across the top of the defense for Marissa. Back to the right elbow there, a long two is in for Zoe Warren. So Franklin crawls out of a hole here, and they've cut it to within two. It's 13-11. So we come up on 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Simmons looks up at the clock here, looking for some options. She wants to go to the left side. Simmons steps in for a long two, hit the side of the rim, no good. Franklin won't be able to get a shot off, and that's going to do it. End of the first quarter, Sydney girls lead Franklin 13-11. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
The Franklin Railroad and Community Museum is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Located on Main Street in Franklin, the museum is open the last Sunday of each month from 1 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Come take a tour of the semi-restored Warwick Railroad car that was built in 1886. You can also browse through various Franklin artifacts, scrapbooks, and yearbooks. Take a trip back in time at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum. Good luck, Franklin basketball, from your friends at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Out of the timeout here, score is 13-11. Franklin girls are trailing here to the Sydney Lady Warriors. Good game so far. Emma Simmons with 9 points for Sydney. Franklin with 5 points for Kayla Campbell and four for Marissa Campbell. And two for Zoe Warren. Here is Kayla at the top of the key. Goes to Zoe Warren. Now back up top looking for Kayla. Taken away, though, by Sydney and Savannah Baldwin. Baldwin had 16 points the other night against Gilbertsville Mount Upton in a 40-35 victory for Sydney over GMU. Baldwin steps in for three. Can't hit the shot. Here, Kayla with a rebound. She's looking to run. Kayla in transition, down the right side of the floor, wants to take it to the tin, up off the glass, no good. Simmons somehow gets a rebound. She tried to take the charge, got bowled over, and then pops back up and somehow gets that rebound. Good hustle there by Simmons. Simmons across the top of the defense, but Kayla says no, stuck a hand up out of nowhere and got her mitts on it and grabbed it. So early second quarter action in Sydney tonight. It's 13-11. Kayla Campbell to the left side of the floor. Now to the high post for Zoe Warren. Back for Marissa Campbell, left side. Again, Franklin going left to right. They find Kayla, right wing side for three. Got it. Kayla Campbell from downtown, and she has 8 points. Franklin takes the lead, 14-13, with 6:50 to go before the halftime break. Now a steal at midcourt, but Paternoster's able to rip it back. Somehow is able to bust one over, and a bounce pass gets through and finds Caitlin Bookout. Official is going to take a timeout. No, it's going to be Sydney taking a timeout. Paternoster was on the floor, was able to bounce it over to Bookout, who hit that jumper. And it gives Sydney a 15-14 lead, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Out of the Sydney timeout, our score is Sydney 15, Franklin 14. This girls' contest tonight with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Here is Kayla Campbell. Three-point line extended for Sydney. Franklin. Kayla goes to the right side of the floor, and now to the high post for Zoe Warren. Warren back to Kayla Campbell. Steps in for three. There's another one for Kayla Campbell. And she's the first player into double figures. Kayla with 11 for Franklin. Emma Simmons with 9 for Sydney. And now a steal by Kayla Campbell on the press. Wants to take it to the rim and is fouled by Simmons with 6:05 to go in the second quarter. And so let's see how many that is here on Simmons. I believe that might be her second. Yeah, I think that's her second with 6:05 to go. So Kayla now with 2 fouls for Franklin and Emma with 2 fouls for Sydney. So our score 17-15, Franklin girls leading Sydney here early in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Glad to have you along tonight on WCDO. Stepping into the line will be Kayla Campbell. Again, 11 points so far here tonight. Make it 12 as she hits the first one. And the second one coming. Trying to lead Franklin to a road victory here tonight. They'll be back at home tomorrow for a matchup with Deposit Hancock. Kayla goes 2 for 2. She's got 13 points. 19-15. We'll talk more about that game with DH at the halftime break. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Franklin with their biggest lead of the night so far at 19-15. Here's Savannah Baldwin for three. It's off the mark. Rebound loose on the floor. Out of bounds. It's going to stay with Sydney, though. Sydney's gone cold to start this second period. Emma Simmons will be doing the inbounding duties on her own baseline for Sydney as the Warriors are in the white with the maroon trim going right to left. Paternoster left side finds Baldwin. Baldwin looking for some space to the top of the key for Mondor now. Mondor far side taking a shot here is Caitlin Bookout for three. No, Paige Dutcher with a rebound for Franklin. Back into the hands of the guard, Kayla Campbell, who has 13 points. Thought about a three. Didn't pull the trigger, though. Now gets it back and squeezes one to the far side for Shivers. Across the top of the defense for Paige Dutcher. 5.5 to go in the second quarter. A four-point ball game. Franklin girls leading 19-15. Kayla gets a loose ball in the corner, fires for three, and it won't go down. Rebound now for Sydney, quickly in transition. Here's Emma Simmons. Little killer crossover, steps in, goes to Baldwin, straight away for three, too strong. Rebound for Campbell at the top of the key, and she's off to the races. Kayla with a little stutter step to the right side, and now we're going to have a block on Sydney with 5:03 to go in the second quarter. Nice effort there by Courtney Mondor of Sydney to try to set her feet and take that charge on Kayla. That would have been big. That would have been her third. But Kayla remains with two. Team foul situation. Sydney with two and Franklin with none. Franklin leading 19-15. They'll get the inbounds pass to Kayla, but she's blocked there by Adrian Paternoster. Read that play very well. Simmons is in the backcourt here. Simmons almost lost her shoe there. She changed direction so fast. And now the ball is kicked down that far side as Simmons tries to bounce it into the corner. Simmons is kind of limping a little bit here as she looks to do the inbounding duties. We'll hope that she's okay with 4:53 to go in the second quarter. She's trying to hop this one off, I guess. 19-15 the score. Head coach Donnie Pierce is going to leave her in here. And so this will be Baldwin kicking one back out to Simmons. She thought about a three, but yeah, Simmons is really limping here. Left side of the floor. And a pull-up jumper hit the rim twice and goes down for Caitlin Bookout. So she hits for two, and it's 19-17 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. I'm not quite sure if Simmons actually hurt that leg, or maybe she just kind of got a little limper, as I would call it, where it's going to go away in a minute, a bit of a stinger. Franklin with the basketball. They're trying to take advantage. They go to Paige Dutcher down low at the left low block. They work it back out for Zoe Warren. Her jumper won't go down. Another rebound for Dutcher. Well done. Now to the left side of the floor for Kayla Campbell. Inside to the high post, and the shot here for Lucia Temple is no good, but she is fouled. Anna Tomeo is going to come back into the game, and I think Simmons is going to have to come to the bench. We'll see. She's still limping around on that thing pretty good with 4:12 to go in the second. No, Tomeo is coming in for Courtney Mondor. And, yeah, Simmons just trying to walk it off here a little bit up near midcourt. Coach Pierce has been limping a little bit here tonight as well, as Temple's first shot at the line is no good. I said, Coach Pierce, you okay before the game? Ah, my ankle's just acting up, he says. But if you can see him on the video, he's limping pretty good too. I don't mean to laugh at the pain, but shot is off the mark here at the line for Temple. Paternoster with a rebound, back up the floor for Simmons. Boy, she's looking smoother now as she quickly got that ball back up the floor. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's a two-point ball game. Here's Simmons from the right side, left that three short. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it here with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Paternoster and Campbell got really tied up there. Kayla's quickly in transition. Couldn't get that shot to go. Simmons with another rebound, bringing it back down the floor. Simmons with a bounce pass into the corner here, looking for Bissett. Now back to Simmons. And she'll pump the brakes and pull it back out with 3:35 to go in the second quarter. To the right side of the floor, a three from downtown from Caitlin Bookout. Now she has 7 points, and Sydney retakes the lead 20-19 with 3:20 to go before the halftime break. Left side of the floor for Marissa Campbell. Now back up to Kayla. Right side for Zoe Warren. Warren will flip one across the top of the defense, finds Marissa to the high post. Now for Paige Dutcher, left wing corner. Good ball movement here by Franklin. They'll zip one back over to the right side. The shot for Kayla is no good. Marissa Campbell, the rebound. Her shot won't go down. Ball loose on the floor again, and finally taken away here by Sydney. Simmons in transition, a little two-on-one, trying to go coast to coast. It was partially blocked there by Marissa Campbell. Ball is loose on the floor. Again, it's a battle there, and somehow Paternoster's going to come out of there with it with 2:50 to go in the second. We'll have a jump ball after that's all said and done. Possession arrow is going to give it back to Sydney. So a very close first half here. 2:50 to go in the second. It's a 20-19 ball game. Sydney girls leading by a point. Simmons will get it into the left corner. Now looking for Savannah Baldwin. Baldwin to the right side. Looking for options. Bounce pass here for Bookout, who's been hot the last couple possessions. That shot won't go down. Franklin with a rebound. Well, it's a war on the interior here. When that ball goes up, both teams are fighting pretty hard here. It's physical on the inside. 2:25 to go in the second quarter. We'll have to see if the officials decide to start cleaning that up a little bit. Here on the baseline for Kayla Campbell. Back out to Marissa. Right side for three. Too strong. It bounced up and hit the cord that comes down from the ceiling. So it's out of bounds and back to Sydney with 2:17 to go in this second quarter. Stay tuned. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Marabito has been serving the community since 1927. 20-19 the score. Sydney looking to attack down the right side of the floor. And they'll have it to Baldwin. Baldwin to the right side. Three ball for Simmons. And after such a hot start for Simmons, she had 9 points. She's gone cold here. Seems to be fighting that ankle injury a little bit, but is running much better now than she was a few minutes ago. 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. After that miss, Franklin gets the ball back. They go left to right. They'll work it to the right wing corner for Shivers. Floating pass to the interior now for Kayla Campbell. Turnaround baby hook won't go. Back out. Shivers with a jumper. That one skimmed the right side of the rim. Wouldn't go. Tomeo with a rebound. Minute 45 to go in the second. Off that rebound by Tomeo. Ahead for Simmons. Now to Baldwin in the corner for three. Got it. Savannah Baldwin dials long distance. Makes it 23-19 with 90 seconds to go before the halftime break. Kayla Campbell at the top of the key. Now goes back to Marissa. Here looking for some options. Now to Shivers. Franklin is looking for a bucket here on this possession. They go back to Marissa Campbell, and she says, yeah, I'll take that. Marissa's got 7 as that triple cuts it back to a 1-point ball game, 23-22, with a minute 10 to go in the second quarter. back down the left side of the floor here for Emma Simmons. Simmons with the bounce pass, looking for Savannah Baldwin. Baldwin back to Simmons, who has not scored here in the second quarter. Almost lost it at midcourt. It was tipped away there by Kayla. But Sydney holds on. 10 on the shot clock here for Sydney. Franklin trying to push Simmons to the outside to make those three balls too deep. They'll try to get through here with Baldwin. Ball was tipped away, now loose on the floor. It's going to be a shot clock violation on the Sydney Warriors. So Franklin will get it back with 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. So Franklin looking for a good possession here with 35 seconds to go before the halftime break, trailing by a point. Marissa Campbell straight away from the basket, three-point line extended. They go to Zoe Warren left side, to Temple at the high post. Reversing it, Marissa Campbell, another good-looking three. She hits it. Marissa now with 10 points. So Kayla with 13, Marissa with 10, and it's a two-point lead for Franklin, 25-23. Coming up on 10 seconds to go in the second quarter. Now a steal from Franklin. Kayla Campbell finds Marissa, steps back again for another one. No, wouldn't go down this time. Out of bounds off the rebound. 5 seconds to go, and Sydney will have it back. 25-23 the score. The Warriors will look to get it in. They're going to try to float it up, and this one will roll out of bounds. Baldwin was trying to work her way to Simmons, and so no time goes off the clock, and Franklin will hold on to possession. So this will be Marissa Campbell on the baseline. Can they free up Kayla for maybe a quick look here? Franklin leading by two. They'll go to the top of the key. They do find Kayla, gets into the paint, and she is fouled with 2.9 to go. She was trying to find Marissa out in the corner. Going to be a foul on Baldwin. That's four team fouls on Sydney and none on Franklin here in the second quarter. They'll get one into Kayla. Steps back for a three. Got it. Kayla just before the buzzer sounds. She's got 16 at the half. And the Franklin girls lead 28-23 in what was a very tight first half. Franklin gets back-to-back threes there, one from Marissa Campbell, the other from Kayla, to kind of blow this thing open a little bit. 28-23 the score at the half. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes here on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. Our score at the half here in Sydney. The Franklin girls leading Sydney 28-23. Back-to-back threes there for Franklin. The first one from Marissa Campbell, the second one from Kayla, allows Franklin to build up this lead to 28-23 just before the halftime break. It's time now for our halftime report brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. Marabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. Scoring in the first half, first for Franklin, 16 points from Kayla Campbell, 10 from Marissa Campbell, and 2 from Zoe Warren. And again, Kayla hitting that three right before the buzzer sounded. That was a big one there for Franklin. On the other side for Sydney, I have Emma Simmons with 9 points, Caitlin Bookout with 7, 3 for Savannah Baldwin, 2 for Courtney Mondour, and 2 for Sarah Bassett. So I'll be double-checking those with the books here as well, but unofficially that is our score tally here at the halftime break. So again, 28-23 the score. Was that good? Does that sound good? Everything looks good. All right. See, in these quiet gyms, I can talk to the scorekeepers. They're right here, so I was able to double-check. So it's all good. That is our now official scoring here at the halftime break. So definitely a good one so far. The war inside has been very physical for the rebounds, and interested to see how that continues in the second half. Both teams have some good size on the interior, fighting for those rebounds. And, you know, Sydney got off to a quick start using the speed of Emma Simmons. Since then, it slowed down a little bit, and the Franklin defense has been able to corral her and kind of push her farther away from the three-point line. And so we'll see what kind of adjustments Sydney makes at the halftime break there to try to penetrate and maybe kick out and get Emma some good-looking shots there. On the other side, Sydney did a good job early in the ball game The Campbell sisters weren't hitting their shots. They were making them take some pretty deep threes. Then all of a sudden, Kayla and Marissa started hitting those deep threes. So interested to see what Coach Pierce decides to draw up to try to make things a little bit more difficult, because as we've seen this year and in past years, if you let the Campbell sisters go wild, especially Kayla, they're going to make you pay. So we'll see what Sydney draws up here at the halftime break. I want to remind you that the boys' game is after this here tonight. Franklin boys are in town to take on Sydney for a 7 o'clock tip-off. It's another busy night around the scene here. Several boys' games, several girls' games. So I remind you to follow me on Twitter and also go to WCDOsports.com if you're looking for scores and information later tonight. Tomorrow night I'll be up in Cooperstown as the Delhi boys are taking on the Hawkeyes at 7 o'clock. That should be a great game. The Delhi boys are still undefeated on this season at 9-0. And Alex Haight might arguably be one of the best players in the area. So looking forward to that one tomorrow as the basketball season will officially, well, not quite officially, but be mostly over here this weekend in Section 4. There are a couple of games next week that are just kind of getting squeezed onto the schedule. But, yeah, this is going to be it coming right up here for the end of our basketball season. So it's sad. Just as I'm getting into the groove, it's going to be over. But we'll be back out there soon for soccer, volleyball and field hockey and football. It's all around the corner in about 2 weeks. So if you're sick of me, you'll get about a two-week break, and then I'll be back. So again, it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito serving the community since 1927. Again, our score at the half here before we take a break is the Franklin girls leading Sydney 29-23. We'll be back soon here on WCDO.
You wouldn't go to a pet store to buy golf clubs, right? So why would you go to some big box store or some online discount place to buy tires for your car? You know the old saying, you get what you pay for. And you still need to get those tires installed. That's where Sydney Tire comes in. For over 45 years, they've helped folks choose the right tire for their specific driving needs. And their tires are competitively priced. In fact, they welcome inquiries for pricing at their new website, SydneyTireInc.net. That's SydneyTireInc.net. And right now, when you buy four tires, you'll get an alignment for just $35. That's a savings of up to $44. So when it comes to buying tires, why not rely on the people with the word tire in their name? Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays, 8 to noon. Call 563-2828.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services, as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Nate Lawl here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. They are also a sponsor of our game audio archive. You can go back and listen to these games anytime. Say you want to listen to UV and Afton. We did that doubleheader last night. It's already up on the website at WCDOsports.com. It's a free download, all courtesy of SFCU. All the podcast information is there. Again, we have 110 interviews on the Nate Lowell Podcast. Go on there. You'll see the Nate Lowell Podcast logo. You click on it. Takes you to a page where you can just hit play and listen to all the great interviews we've been doing over the last, 11 or 12 months now. Boy, it's been a good long time here over the last years. We've had a lot of time to put into the podcast. We're back underway, and Franklin will have the basketball to start the second half. This will be Marissa Campbell for a three on the right side. It won't go down. Franklin now going right to left on your radio dial to start the second half. They're in the purple with the white and the gold trim. Warren is stepping in for a shot. That won't go. Paternoster with a rebound. Sydney going left to right. And this will be the Warriors bringing it back up the floor. They're in the white with the maroon trim. And this will be Emma Simmons. Again, 9 points in the first half, all in the first quarter. And then that Franklin defense kind of clamped down on her. So we'll see what happens here in the second half. Pull-up jumper for Mondor won't go for Sydney. Campbell with a rebound. She's shot out of a cannon. Back down the floor. Sydney hustling back on defense, doing a good job there. They reverse it to the left side for Marissa Campbell. Now back to Kayla on the right wing side. 15 on the shot clock for the Purple Devils. Chest pass left side for Marissa. Now back to Kayla. Straight away three. Got it. Boy, the Campbells are heating up here tonight. Kayla now with 19 points. 6:45 to go in the third, and Franklin has ballooned this lead up to their biggest lead of the night at 31-23. Here is Sydney back down the floor with Emma Simmons. This is a big-looking three here. It's a knuckleball. Hit the side of the rim. Won't go. Marissa Campbell with a rebound. Another big possession here for Franklin as they try to build up this lead here and put Sydney in a little bit of a dangerous position. 6:25 to go in the third. Marissa Campbell thought about a three but didn't pull the trigger. Tries to go to the interior. Kayla gets it and now pulls it back out to pump the brakes and set it up on offense with 10 seconds to go. On the shot clock. Now straight away for Kayla Campbell. Off the back of the rim, Marissa with a rebound. Sydney cannot keep them off the boards. Back out for Kayla to the interior. Right low block for Marissa Campbell. Shot won't go down. And we'll have a foul on the rebound. Boy, Franklin is doing a good job on the boards here so far in the early parts of the third quarter. Foul was on at Lucia Temple, her first and the team's first here in this third quarter. Warriors will get the basketball. And they will find Emma Simmons up the right side of the floor. Simmons splits two defenders, tries to take it to the rim. It won't go down. Ball is on the baseline, tapped out and last touched by Zoe Warren of Franklin, says the Zebra Crew. And so Sydney will hold on to possession. The Warriors, I think, really need a bucket to kind of get some confidence back here. They look a little flustered at the moment. And so they'll work it in. Pull-up jumper here for Sydney. Won't go down. Simmons with a rebound. She'll put it up, and she's blocked from behind by Marissa Campbell. And I thought there could have maybe been a foul on the first shot there by Courtney Mondor. She hit the deck as well. Great sportsmanship there as Marissa goes over, gives a little high five there, a little low five, I should say, to Emma Simmons, saying, hey, sorry about that, friend. Sydney beat Downsville 44-42 here the other night, and one of Downsville's big players, Olivia Bruner, went over 1,000 points earlier this season as Simmons misses the first shot. I guess Liv had a shot at the buzzer to try to tie or take the win, and Emma got a good piece of her. Refs didn't call it, but I guess right after the whistle, Emma was giving her a hug saying sorry about that because they both played AAU together this summer. So Simmons goes 1 out of 2. She now has 10 points. So I just love to see that, you know, when these kids have these connections on both the girls' and the boys' side. You love to see it. I think it's different than it used to be. Kids didn't have that connection. If you went to your school, you kind of stayed in your circle. It's really not that way anymore. Kayla Campbell, left side for three. It won't go down. Rebound for Paternoster. She hits the floor and will have a jump ball. And the arrow is going to give it back to Sydney with 5.5 to go in the third. Franklin leading 31-24. Don't forget, we'll have the boys game coming up after this on WCDO. It'll be the Franklin boys against Sydney. Interesting matchup there. Franklin, I believe, with only 7 on the roster. I'll double check that for the boys game, but they've been hanging around and getting some big victories here this year, even with those low numbers. Shot off the mark there for Sydney from Baldwin. Franklin with a rebound, and they have been doing a good job on the boards here tonight, limiting Sydney to one shot only on each possession. Marissa Campbell, left wing side, swings one to the top of the key, now to the right side for Kayla Campbell. Tries to pump one to the interior, knocked out of there. Good job by Caitlin Bookow to get her fingertips on it and punch that one out of bounds. 4:55 to go in the third. It's 31-24. The Franklin girls on the road here tonight at Sydney. The MAC versus the Tri-Valley, always fun to see. In the last couple of days of this shortened basketball season, Marissa Campbell, a three ball. was no good, and then we're going to have a foul underneath on the rebound. Going to be on Adrian Paternoster. Her first. Actually, no, her second in the team's first. So Marissa Campbell will be doing the inbounding underneath her own basket here for the Purple Devils. And he'll look to get it in. The work went into the corner now for Marissa. Step back for a three. Got it. What an inbounds play. It's like the other team knows it's coming, and Marissa's still able to get to that spot, and because of her size and her athletic ability, she gets that shot off and hits it. Franklin with a 34-24 lead, biggest lead of the game now for the Purple Devils, with 4.5 to go in the third. Bounce pass to the far side for Baldwin. Baldwin into the corner, left side for Bissett. They go down low for Adrian Paternoster, and the layup is good for AP. So AP hits it. We'll have a timeout taken by Sydney. With 4:19 to go in the third, it's Franklin 34, Sydney 26 in this girls' contest tonight. Boys will be up later, and we'll be right back on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
4:15 to go in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Jim Tomeo's our in-game producer. Just downtown here in our Main Street Sydney studios at WCDO. 4 minutes to go in the third. Franklin girls on the road in Sydney leading 34-26. Franklin with the basketball out of the timeout. Here's Zoe Warren. Swings it back up straight away. Three for Marissa Campbell. She buries it. Bottom of the bucket there for Marissa. And she has 16. Kayla Campbell with 19 points. Marissa Campbell with 16. Making it 37-26. Franklin girls on top of Sydney. And so the Warriors come back across midcourt. They are in desperate need of a bucket here to try to get back in this ball game. Emma Simmons to the left side. Thought about the shot but didn't pull it. Goes to Book out on the right side. Her three ball draws air, rolls out of bounds, and goes back to Franklin. Franklin will be taking on Deposit Hancock tomorrow. That game is still on as of today. And, boy, that was one I had circled on the calendar because it would have been Lacey Drake versus the Twins here, but unfortunately, Lacey has been out for a lot of the season with an ankle injury. Shot here from Kayla Campbell is off the mark and no good. And a rebound for Sydney. So I think that would have been a really fun matchup. Simmons in transition. Her shot hit the front of the rim and wouldn't go down. But AP, Adrian Paternoster with the rebound, pulls it back out. Now Simmons steps in for a long two and hits it. Simmons with that long two makes it 37-28 with 2:55 to go in the third. Campbell to the right side. Franklin working it around. They want to go to the interior for Shivers on the left low block. Back out for Marissa Campbell for three. Boy, it's raining threes here in Sydney. And Marissa has now matched Kayla at 19 apiece. And the three balls are raining down here. And Franklin is doing a great job shooting from downtown. 2.5 to go in the third. It's Franklin 40 and Sydney 28. Right side of the floor now for Savannah Baldwin. Back to Simmons. Right side for three. That's too strong. Rebound for Kayla Campbell. Quickly in transition. This is what she does so well. Kayla right past Simmons. Lays it up and in. Campbell's got 21. Timeout Sydney. 2:15 to go in the third. It's Franklin 42. Sydney 28. We'll be back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi has been a part of the community, standing by you through challenging times since 1839. We want to assure you that we are prepared to assist our customers during the COVID-19 outbreak. Feel free to take advantage of our internet banking, mobile deposit, and bill pay applications available from the comfort of your home. If you have any questions, please call or stop by any branch. You can also find more information at the Delaware National Bank of Delhi website at dnbd.bank. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, standing by you through challenging times since 1839.
your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back with 2:15 to go here in the third quarter. It's 42-28. The Franklin girls are on top of Sydney here, and Franklin's done a good job blowing this open here in the third quarter. Kayla Campbell with 21 points, Marissa Campbell with 19, and Zoe Warren with 2. That's the scoring for Franklin. So the Campbell sisters have come to play. They're putting Franklin on their back here tonight. Here's a pull-up jumper for Emma Simmons in transition. She does that so well from that left elbow, and Simmons is able to hit it. She's got 14. It's 42-30. Still a lot of time left in this game for Sydney to try to make a comeback, but Franklin has been shooting so well. It's going to be a tough thing to stop. Marissa Campbell on the left side of the floor now as Franklin goes right to left. They'll try to pump one into the interior now for Dutcher. Dutcher down low for Marissa Campbell. Turnaround shot no good. Rebound here for Franklin by Jaritza Myers. She'll take a jumper from the foul line off the rebound. It wouldn't go. Paternoster with a rebound. And an outlet pass now for Savannah Baldwin. Across the midcourt timeline with a buck 25 to go in the third. Simmons to the left side will now go to Savannah Baldwin. Coming up on 10 to go on the shot clock now. Sydney looking to get the ball moving. Baldwin picked it up in a tough spot. It was rolled back towards midcourt, and Baldwin went to chase it down. It's an over and back. So a minute 13 to go in the third. It's 42-30. And the Purple Devils will look to get it into the backcourt here with Zoe Warren. Warren steps across midcourt on the big Sydney S. Into the left wing corner now for Kayla Campbell. Comes off the screen. Simmons trying to hedge through and stick with her here. Now for Zoe Warren, left side, under a minute to go in the third. Now to Kayla Campbell, right side. Steps back into the corner looking for Zoe Warren, and the long two is good for Zoe Warren. She now has 4 points. And with 45 seconds to go in the third, it's Franklin 44 and Sydney 30. Simmons in transition, gets it to book out. Foot on the line, a long two, won't go down. And the Purple Devils with a rebound. Kayla in the backcourt now will slow it down with 30 seconds to go in this third frame. Kayla pulls it back out here. Franklin can pretty much play for a last shot if they'd like to here. Warren will reverse it now. Kayla's going to take the jumper, won't go down. Myers with a rebound. Good job there, knocked out of her hands, and we'll have a foul on Sydney with 16 seconds to go in the third. That's the third foul on Adrian Paternoster. And the team's second. Tomeo is going to come back into the game. Anna will be checking in for Adrian Paternoster. So our score, 44-30. Franklin girls on top. They still have the ball. On the baseline, they go to Zoe Warren. Now back to Campbell in the corner. Marissa will feed it back to Zoe. Steps in for a long 15-footer. Won't go down. And a rebound for Sarah Bissett with 5 seconds left. Bissett finds Simmons. She can get across midcourt here. She's going to pull up for three from about half court. Almost goes down. And just died on the front of the rim and wouldn't flush. 44-30 is the score. It's the Franklin girls on top of Sydney. We'll be back with the fourth quarter coming up on CDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here in Sydney. The Franklin girls now lead Sydney 44-30. Kayla Campbell nets 21 points for Franklin so far here, and Marissa Campbell has 19 for FCS. Don't forget, we're going to have the boys' game coming up just around 7 o'clock. We'll take a quick break in between ball games here, and then we'll come back with our Butler Auto pregame show. But don't forget, we'll have our postgame show after this girls' game as well with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. A shot from Franklin won't go down. Rebound for Sydney. Here's Simmons trying to go coast-to-coast. A nice little step-through move, but it won't go down. And Shivers with a rebound for the Purple Devils. Again, Franklin leading 44-30. Kayla Campbell with 21 points here for Franklin. She has the basketball. The bounce pass to the right side for Zoe Warren as FCS goes right to left. They take it down low, looking for Marissa Campbell. Now back to Shivers on the left side. An elbow jumper won't go down. Rebound for Zoe Warren. Puts it up and in. Nice rebound, and she found herself wide open. So Warren said, yeah, why not? I'll take it. And Franklin leads 46-30. Simmons in transition again. Steps through, right-handed layup. Rolls off the front of the rim. Simmons a little frustrated at the minute as she can't buy a bucket. Kayla with a rebound here for Franklin. She'll slow it down. Finds Marissa in transition on the left side. Now back to Kayla up on the Sydney S near midcourt. Closely guarded by Emma Simmons here of Sydney. Kayla Campbell will reverse it to Zoe Warren on the right wing side of the floor. Warren's going to pull it back out, but they'll say it was a double dribble. She had gone down into the teeth of the defense and came back out, and the Zebra crew caught her there. 6:40 to go, fourth quarter. It's 46-30. The Franklin girls leading the Warriors of Sydney here on the road tonight at Sydney High School. And so Kayla Campbell with a steal. Sydney tried to inbound it and throw it over her. She took it away and is able to take it to the rim and score. And Campbell now has 23 points off that steal and a finish. Simmons in transition goes coast to coast and puts it up and in. Simmons now with 16. Boy, that was a nice one. Good job by Emma Simmons to just keep fighting here for Sydney. It makes it 48-32 with 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Franklin with the basketball. They go to the right side of the floor here for Kayla Campbell. Campbell floats one back to Zoe Warren. Steps in for a 15-footer. In and out. Rebound loose. And it's picked up here by Marissa Campbell. Back to Kayla. Shovels one up and in. Kayla now with 25 off the assist from her sister Marissa. So we hit 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. And it's 50-32. Franklin girls are leading Sydney. Simmons is across the midcourt timeline. Into the corner now for Bissett. Pulls up for three, left it short. Rebound goes into the hands of Kayla Campbell. And across midcourt here now for Kayla and Franklin, as they are willing to work a little clock on each possession now with a comfortable lead, 50-32. Left side now for Kayla in front of the Franklin bench. She's able to shimmy into the left wing corner. Now they'll get it to the top of the key. And to the right for Lucia Temple. Three on the shot clock. Pull-up jumper for Franklin. Hit the rim twice from Zoe Warren. Marissa Campbell flies in. Windexes the glass there for a rebound. Pulls it out for Franklin again as we hit 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Zoe Warren at the top of the key. Chest pass to the left side now into the corner for Marissa Campbell. Steps back for a long two and hits it from the left wing side. You know, to start this game, Franklin was kind of cold shooting the basketball. Whatever they did, something started to click, and they have been on fire here. Kayla with 25, Marissa with 21, Zoe Warren with 6, and now another steal on defense from Kayla Campbell. 4.5 to go, fourth quarter. 20-point lead for the Purple Devils. Their second-to-last game of the season. They have DH tomorrow on their home floor and Sydney here tonight. 15 on the shot clock. Purple Devils continuing to work it around to the right elbow. Now back to the left elbow with Zoe Warren. Into the safe hands of Kayla Campbell. Comes off a screen, goes back to Zoe Warren. Pull-up jumper, hit it. No, excuse me, that was not Zoe. That was Lucia Temple. And Temple gets her first basket of the game. Makes it 54-32. And Simmons on the right side of the floor will reverse it, finds Book out for a two from straight away just inside the three-point line. A rebound for Mondor, and she was fouled by Lucia Temple with 3:53 to go in the fourth quarter. Our score, 54-32. Franklin girls on top. So Franklin, I believe, if I'm looking correctly at their schedule here, their only loss has been to Delhi. They were down to Walton early in a first quarter in the game at Walton. I think they were down 20-2 and came back for the victory that night. So far this year, their only loss to a very good Delhi team. 3:45 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 54-32. Franklin girls on top. Sydney has put in Anna Dewey off the bench, as well as Olivia DeMott. DeMott will be playing softball at SUNY Cobleskill next year. One of the best pitchers in the area, I should say. She's not young anymore, as she is in her senior season. But, you know, Liv came up early on in her Sydney softball career and has made her mark, unfortunately, last spring taken away due to the coronavirus. But also a very good field hockey and basketball player. Warren will step in for the jumper. This one is short. It was late in the shot clock, out of bounds and back to Sydney. With 3:18 to go in the fourth, remember we'll have our postgame show coming up with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Ball knocked out of bounds here by Kayla, who's still pressuring here. With 3:18 to go in the fourth, Warriors will look to get it in. Another pressure move there from Kayla. Bounces off her foot and out of bounds. 54-32 still the score, as Sydney trailing here on their home floor. They'll work it into Emma Simmons down the left side. Simmons stops, wants a two ball there, and hits it. Simmons with 18 points for Sydney and 7 for Caitlin Book out here tonight. 3:05 to go in this fourth quarter. Franklin comes across the midcourt area here and the big Sydney S. Had one of our listeners checking in earlier saying, Nate, I'm so glad you're doing a Sydney game here tonight. Because normally you'd have the student section there. And the Sydney student section is always really good to me here. As Kayla takes a pull-up jumper from the left side for a long two, and she hits it. 27 now for Kayla. A couple years ago, they started making those cardboard cutouts of the big heads. As here's Emma Simmons in transition. Too strong. Too much hot sauce on that one. And Myers rips down a rebound for Franklin. And now in transition, here comes Kayla Campbell. So they had a big cardboard cutout of my head. And I'd always see it dancing around over there in the student section here in Sydney. So I do miss that. Someday we will have fans back in the building, and that'll be a good thing. Foul now on Sydney as Zoe Warren was dribbling to the far side. That was Courtney Mondor who bumped into her. I've really enjoyed this basketball season, but it isn't quite the same without the fans. I think it's so great that the athletes have been able to get out there and play, and everyone has been really good about following all the procedures and the precautions to make that happen, but you do miss the atmosphere. And here's a pull-up jumper for Paige Dutcher from the left side for Franklin. She hits it. People always ask me what my favorite sport to announce is, and I often say basketball, and it's mostly because of that atmosphere. It's hard to beat announcing a close game when everybody is just coming unglued in the gym. It's a great feeling. Minute 50 to go in the fourth, and now Adrian Paternoster is fouled. Here as she was at the high post. That was going to be on Paige Dutcher, her first team second. Our score 58-34, Franklin girls leading Sydney. Sydney with the basketball here late in the fourth quarter. Emma Simmons' pull-up jumper is good, and Simmons has 20. Simmons has been having a nice season here for Sydney, doing everything she can to keep them in some games, and they've picked up some nice wins here during this shortened season. 90 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. It's 58-36. Purple Devils with the basketball now, and Kayla Campbell with 27 points, and Marissa with 21, the twin sisters in their junior season here for Franklin. I'm sure a lot of area coaches are shaking their heads saying, can they just graduate already? Paige Dutcher, another jumper left side, off the mark and out of bounds. It is going to stay with Franklin. Kayla's done for the night here with 27 points. Marissa's out of the ballgame now, too, with 21, with a minute 15 to go in this fourth quarter. Boys game will be coming up right after this. We'll have a quick break in between. A shot from Zoe Warren won't go down. It'll be the Franklin boys and Sydney. That should be a fun and exciting one. Right side of the floor here for Sydney. This is Anna Dewey with the jumper. It won't go. Paternoster, a rebound. AP says, I'll take that. Second opportunity, gets it for Paternoster. She puts it in. Paternoster with 4 points, going to the line, looking for the old-fashioned three-point play with 57 seconds left here in this fourth quarter. It's 58-38. And so Paternoster to the line. A lot of these girls for Sydney are big field hockey players too, and I'm sure they're excited for the field hockey season right around the corner. Hard to believe that teams are already practicing. I was driving up to the school here today, and cross-country team was out and about running around. A couple guys had those short sleeves on. I said, no, not for me. Put a coat on. I'm getting old. 58-38 is that shot would not go at the line for AP. And so Franklin has the basketball with 45 seconds left here as they go right to left. Here is Warren at the top of the key, closely guarded by Olivia DeMott. Now for Shivers. Pull-up jumper for Shivers in the right wing corner. Won't go out of bounds. Going to go back here to Sydney with 33 seconds to go, fourth quarter. We'll be taking a quick break after the final buzzer, and then we will do our post-game show where we will have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. 25 seconds left here in this contest tonight as the Franklin girls are going to pick up a road victory over the Sydney Warriors. It was a pretty good game, very close until the third quarter. As here is DeMott for three, almost goes down, but it wouldn't go with 10 seconds left. But Franklin just too much, especially in that third quarter. They put on a little pressure and did a really nice job. And that is going to be our final score here tonight, 58-38. As FCS girls win here by 20 on the road at Sydney. We'll be back with our post-game show coming up in just a few minutes on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Matt's Auto of Otego, 988-9264.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back one last time as the Franklin girls defeat Sydney 58-38 here tonight in Sydney. Here is our scoring summary. First for Franklin, again, they win 58-38 tonight. 27 points for Kayla Campbell. She hit 4 three-pointers. Her twin sister Marissa Campbell with 21 points. She also hit 4 three-pointers. 6 points for Zoe Warren, and then 2 apiece for Lucia Temple and for Paige Dutcher. On the other side for Sydney, a team-high 20 points from Emma Simmons, 7 from Caitlin Bookout, 4 from Adrian Paternoster, 3 from Savannah Baldwin, and then 2 apiece from Sarah Bassett and from Courtney Mondor. All right, let's get into our awards here tonight. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Pretty easy choice here tonight. 27 points for Kayla Campbell. She will receive our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, and she has been pretty outstanding on the offensive end of the floor for most of this season. So big congratulations to Kayla here tonight. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'll go with Marissa Campbell tonight, 4 three-pointers, 21 points. She did great for Franklin, but she really had to battle on the inside with Adrian Paternoster, who was Sydney's big. And I thought just that war on the inside, and she held Paternoster to 4 points and kept her off the glass for a lot of the night. So Marissa Campbell, great job there. you will earn the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. 20 points for Emma Simmons. I think that's an easy choice there for the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. Did a little bit of everything, as she always does, for the Sydney Warriors. So Emma Simmons will get our All-Purpose Award here tonight. Again, our final score, Franklin girls defeat Sydney 58-38. We'll be back in just about 15 minutes for this boys' contest between Franklin and Sydney. Should be a good one here tonight. I'm Nate Lullen. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer down on Main Street in our CDO studios. So we will be back in just a few minutes for the start of the boys' contest here. And hopefully they'll be able to turn that buzzer off. Oh, there it goes. Good thing. Boys' game coming up in 15 minutes. We'll be back on CDO.
More music, more variety. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Thank you.